Hello, my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor. We miss anyone?
She said it was just a figment of speech. And I said, you mean figure? And she said, no, figment, because she could never imagine it happening. But it did. When we first met, I played the shy boy. And when she spoke to me for the first time, my nose began to bleed. She guessed the rest. The next day, we went on a bus ride to the ferry. And when nobody came to collect our fares, well, I knew then this was something special. I couldn't stop thinking about her, and every time I switched on the radio, there was somebody else singing a song about the two of us. It was just like being on a fast ride at a fun fair. The sort you want to get off because it's scary, and then as soon as you're off, you want to get straight back on again. But oh, love is strange, and you have to learn to take the crunchy with the smooth, I suppose. She began going out with Mr. Potato Head. It was when I saw her in the car park with his coat around her shoulders that I realised. I went home and thought about the two of them together until the bathwater went cold around me. I thought about her eyes and the curve of her breasts and about the point where their bodies met. I confronted her about it. I said, I'm the most illegible bachelor in town. And she said, yeah, that's why I can never understand any of those silly letters you send me. And then one day it happened. She cut her hair and I stopped loving her.
The Indispensable Billy Bragg with a very unique cover of Walk Away Renee from the B-Sides compilation Reaching to the Converted. And you're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Happy to have you here as always. Let's get into it right now with some John Hancock.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
My mistake.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Arcade Fire with the title track to their critically acclaimed third album, The Suburbs. And there's a bit of a dispute as to whether or not it is their best album. Many esteemed individuals from many august corners of high society, including my roommate, will say that it is, while I take the contrarian view and say that it's Neon Bible. But that's not to knock the third album. It's very, very good. And before that was Elton John, Tiny Dancer, and Herbie Hancock with Watermelon Man. Let's move into it once more with a bit of glam rock, courtesy of T-Rex.
We'll be right back. pretty baby.
Boil a candle for you. Yes,
And with Winter, that was the Rolling Stones off of Goat's Head Soup, an album critically unloved in its day, but now today receiving a fair reappraisal. Before that was Pixies' La La Love You off of Doolittle, drummer Dave Lovering on vocals. Pogues, Tuesday Morning with Spider Stacy on vocals. That was from their first post-Shane McGowan album, Waiting for Herb. And it's not a bad album either. And at the start, T-Rex, 20th Century Boy. And now let's pivot seamlessly into the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Don't be stupid, people. Stay inside unless it's absolutely necessary. The final bit of this show will have some nice lo-fi rustic sensibilities, starting off with the Dubliners.
What's the news? What's the news? Oh, me bold Chevalier, with your long barrel gun of the sea. Say what wind from the south blows your messenger here. This is him. Goodly news do I bring, youth of force, goodly news shall you hear, Barty man. For the boys march at dawn from the south to the north, led by Kelly, the boy from Calab. Tell me who is the giant with the gold curling hair, he who strides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height with some inches to spare, and he looks like a king in command. Ah, me boys, that's the pride of the bold Chevaliers, amongst our greatest of heroes a man. So fling your beavers aloft and give 3 ringing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from Calan. Enniscorth, he's in flames, and old Wexford is won, and tomorrow the Barrow we cross. On a hill or the town we have planted a gun that will batter the gateway to Ross. All the Forthmen and Bargemen will march o'er the heath with brave Harvey to lead in the van. But the foremost of all in that grim gap of death will be Kelly, the boy from Calan. But the gold sun of freedom grew dark in that cross, and it's set by the slain he's led waves. And poor Wexford stood naked, hung high on a cross, with a heart pierced by traitors and knaves. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the brave men who died for the cause of long down trodden man. Glory, oh, to Mount Leinster's own darling and pride, Douglas Kelly, the boy from Calan.
In the kitchen, cooking breakfast for the Queen. The Queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the King. Children's holiday. Cry, baby, cry. The Duchess of Kilkoorlie always smiling and arriving late for tea. was having problems with a message at the local Bebby. Table for a seance in the dark, with voices out of nowhere put on specially by the children for a laugh.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feed. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let them go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. few great federales say they could have had them any day. They only let them go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose. Thank you very much, and we know that the time is now, because now is the morning of our lives.
It hurts me, dear, to see you got no faith in yourself. It bothers me now to watch you. You got no faith in your own self. You listen more to your friends than to your own heart inside. Well, you listen to them, oh, but you hide. nothing to be afraid of. You're not as bad as you think, and you're always putting yourself down. But I'm just gonna tell you that I like you. Darling, you always put yourself down, but I like you. That's all I came to say. Then there's no need to think that other people can do things better than you can do them, 'cause you got the same power in you. I got faith in you. Sometimes you don't have it in yourself, but I got faith in you. And our time is right now. Now we can do anything we really want to. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. And it ain't just me who thinks so, dear. I ask my friends. Now Leroy and Asa and D-Sharp, tell her not to be afraid. Tell her it's okay.
It's okay, it's okay.
Tell her it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright.
Bring it down. And our time is now. We can do anything we really believe in. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. I want to say a little more. Dear, I asked Leroy and Asa and D-Sharp and they said,
yeah, yeah.
Don't you love her too?
Yes, we do.
Then tell her she's okay.
You're okay.
That's right, dear. Okay. You're all right. Tell her she's all right.
You're all right, you're all right.
That's right. You're okay, dear. There's nothing to feel inferior about. You can do it. And our time is now. We can do anything you really believe in. I know it. Our time is now. Here in the morning of our lives. Right now, you can do anything you set your heart on. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. We're young now. Right now is when we can enjoy it. Now's the time for us to have faith in what we can do. No need to fear, 'cause now's the time to have faith in what we can do.
At the top of it all, we heard the Dubliners with Kelly, the Boy from Killan, Beatles, Cry Baby Cry from the White Album, Townes Van Zandt, Poncho and Lefty, the band Stage Fright from the album of the same name, and Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with a live version of The Morning of Our Lives. And indeed it may be. But what it definitely is the end of this week's installment of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, thrilled to have you here as always. Let's do this again next week, okay? Bye.